Thank you, Joyce. Good morning, everyone. My name is Susan. Welcome to Centralia Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. And Mary, it's really nice to have you. And I can't see anyone else, so if you're out there, welcome. Hi, Phil. I will open us this morning with the daily word, and the word for today is guidance. The affirmation is, I open my mind and heart to receive my guidance. Sometimes I have insisted on figuring things out for myself rather than asking for anyone's help. Over the years, I have learned the value of asking for guidance and sharing what I've learned when others ask me. As we exchange ideas, we may tap into a higher wisdom that had not been apparent to either of us alone. This higher wisdom is not outside myself. It is a still, small voice, mine to call upon at any time. I am always able to ask for guidance to show me the way forward. I access my inner guidance by opening my mind and heart in prayer. Then I watch and listen, remembering that divine guidance may come in a familiar way or perhaps in an unexpected way that will surprise and delight me. And from Isaiah 55:9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And now, if you would join us in singing Surely the Presence, please, Joyce will lead us. Thank you. And now we will say our opening statement. And when that is visible, we'll all say it together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And our welcoming song today is I Am Free, I Am Unlimited. And Joyce will lead us in that. And Mary and Phil.
I am free, I am unlimited, I am God, I am God.
Great, thank you. It's time for us to greet our neighbors, so you could put yourself in gallery view so you can see everyone and give them a wave, a thumbs up, a high five, whatever. Okay, make sure that you are muted and our next song will sound even better. So it's time for the announcements, and I will read the submitted ones, and then if you have others, you can speak up. Today is the board meeting after the service, and everyone is welcome to attend that. Johnny's updated our directory, so if you haven't received one or don't know how to access it, let him know. Thanks, Johnny, for doing that. And you can find Hildy's phone number there. She appreciates your calls. Grandfather's next Indian Christian service is today, this afternoon at 2:00. And if you go, make sure that you go into the museum and the art gallery and the library and check everything out. It's a real cool place. And his service is always great. And on the 4th, Sunday is the Medicine Wheel teaching. That'll be the 26th, also at 2:00 in the Longhouse. Also on the 26th is Circle in America, the Race and Equity group. And we're continuing with the film and book club. We'll be discussing The Hate U Give, which you can either read or watch as a movie. It's by Angie Thomas. It can be found on Amazon Prime, Audible, Hulu, or at the library. It's a young adult book, but certainly has very adult content. And next week, we need a reader. And in October, we need readers for the 17th and the 31st. Now, who doesn't want to read on Halloween? Come on. So let me know. Okay, it's time for our unity statement. And if you would join me for that, we will say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Today, our song of joy is I Am So Happy. And our trio choir will lead us in this. Outside me, run the world, I am so happy and free. well, happy and free. What else could we ask for? All right, we are going to say our affirmations now. So if you would please join me.
Affirmation. We just finished welcoming, Song of Joy. Isn't it time for the reading?
Perhaps, yes. Okay, what a good idea. Eileen is our reader today, and she will share her reading with us.
All right, good morning, folks. I'm going to ask for your forgiveness if there's background noise, as I have a house full of people and dogs. All right. So today, on that idea of guidance, I have chosen Proverbs 3, trusting in the Lord. My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Then you will have healing for your body and strength for your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a father corrects a child in whom he delights. Joyful is the person who finds wisdom, the one who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver, and her wages are better than gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with her. She offers you long life in her right hand and riches and honor in her left. She will guide you down delightful paths. All her ways are satisfying. Wisdom is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Happy are those who hold her tightly. By wisdom, the Lord founded the earth. By understanding, he created the heavens. By his knowledge, to the deep fountains of the earth burst forth, and the dew settles beneath the night sky. My child, don't lose sight of common sense and discernment. Hang on to them, for they will refresh your soul. They are like jewels on a necklace. They keep you safe on your way, and your feet will not stumble. You can go to bed without fear. You will lie down and sleep soundly. You need not be afraid of sudden disaster or the destruction that comes upon the wicked, for the Lord is your security. He will keep your foot from being caught in a trap. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it's in your power to help them. If you can help your neighbor now, don't say, come back tomorrow and then I'll help you. Don't plot harm against your neighbor, for those who live nearby trust you. Don't pick a fight without reason when no one has done you harm. Don't envy violent people or copy their ways. Such wicked people are detestable to the Lord, but he offers his friendship to the godly. The Lord curses the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the upright. The Lord mocks the mockers, but is gracious to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools are put to shame.
Thank you, Eileen. Guidance. And thank you, Johnny, for keeping us on track. So our meditation song is Ask for Me, and we will sing that now, led by Joyce.
Ask for me.
Thank you. We are one. And now we will say our affirmations together. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. Today, we will say the progressive Lord's Prayer, followed by the Alleluia. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will being done. I am on earth, even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. Alleluia. Well, it's time for our speaker, and today we have Audrey Pitchford with us. Audrey is a licensed Unity teacher from Olympia, and she's been sharing her series, Heart-Centered Metaphysics, with us, and her talk today is entitled Prayer. Welcome, Audrey.
Thank you, Susan. Good morning, everyone. So there were two friends, Mary and Janice, who were chatting. And then Mary said to Janice, "Janice, I have to clear the air. The minister told me I can't smoke while I pray. But I saw you smoking and praying the other day, and the minister just smiled and waved at you. So Janice, how on earth did you get the minister's blessing?" And Janice smiled and said, "Mary, it's all in how you ask. I didn't ask, 'Minister, may I smoke when I pray?' I said, 'Minister, may I pray while I'm smoking?' And the minister said, 'Yes, Janice, you can pray anytime you want to.'" So as Susan mentioned today, we're talking about prayer. And this is such great timing. We just celebrated World Day of Prayer a little bit earlier this week. And also, as Susan mentioned, this is on our series from the book, Heart-Centered Metaphysics. And the word metaphysics is just that word that means beyond the physical, and in Unity, we often use the word metaphysics to talk about theology, addressing those big questions such as, what is God? What is humanity? What is our relationship with each other? And we do all of this in a heart-centered way. So bringing our full wholeheartedness, our compassion and courage and oneness to these questions, making it more than simply a mental exercise as we explore, what is prayer? What does prayer mean to me? Now, like Janice's minister, I believe we can pray at any time. And I also believe we are praying all the time. And here's why I think that. We're always thinking. Our minds are always at work. And thinking is so close to prayer. Eileen read us that wonderful passage from Proverbs today. And another passage from Proverbs that always speaks to me from chapter 23, verse 7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we know this applies to all people, not just men as well. As we think in our heart, so we are. So as we think, and the part about thinking in our heart, as we feel deeply, it's the combination of thinking and feeling, so we are. And our thoughts have an ability to create. And we're going to talk more about that coming up later today. We have this fabulous passage from the first book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, that also talks about this idea of the fact that we're always praying. And this is from a letter of Paul to the Thessalonian church, where he said, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Now, as you may have heard, in Unity, we explore metaphysical Bible interpretation. So looking beyond the surface, not getting too concerned about whether things in the Bible actually happened the way they were written down, but looking at the deeper symbolic meaning, and especially, what does this passage mean to me? Metaphysical Bible interpretation ends up being very personal, because how I discern a passage and what it means to me may be very different than what Susan discerns, or what Joyce discerns, or what Phil discerns. And so we all have that freedom to come up with our own interpretation. And last month, I shared my process for metaphysical Bible interpretation. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I want to know, what do other people think about something? And so there's this great website. If anyone else is someone who enjoys metaphysical Bible interpretation as much as I do, there's this fabulous website on unity.org where different Unity ministers publish their metaphysical Bible interpretations of certain passages. And you can actually look up a specific passage. So if you're reading 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18, and you're like, what does this possibly mean? One option is to see, well, what do other people think it means? And again, we can always discern our own meaning. The minister who currently writes for this website is Reverend Jackie Fernandez. And if anyone subscribes to Unity Magazine, you may recognize her name. She has a regular column in the Unity Magazine on metaphysical Bible interpretation, which I think is just fabulous. And her predecessor was Reverend Ed Townley. And Reverend Ed made his transition last year, but he was the one who wrote the interpretation for this passage. And so Reverend Ed talked about that this passage from Paul was providing guidance to the church in Thessalonica about what to do while waiting for the coming of Christ, or for us today, what to do while we are awaiting for the coming of Christ consciousness, while we are awaiting that guidance, that discernment that we're seeking in prayer. And Paul says, these are his three suggestions: rejoice, pray, and give thanks. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. Reverend Ed says to pray without ceasing is to be careful and consciously align our prayers and our thinking with that Christ presence or that divinity within, so that our source for all things is spirit, is love, is enlightenment, that divinity that is always available to us. Now, as I shared earlier, I believe that we are always praying because we are always thinking. And we may pray consciously or unconsciously. I don't know about anybody else, but sometimes I have worry thoughts and I'm not very conscious of what's going through my head and the way that's affecting my experience and my reality. So we have a choice. We can pray unconsciously and let ourselves worry, or we can try to channel our thoughts and pray from a conscious place. And one great reminder of our ability to do this is Unity's five basic principles. Now, I know we've talked about the five basic principles before. We're going to talk about them again today. And sometimes they're listed in a very linear way, but they're really not a step-by-step process. They really all work together. And so I'm going to start today in the middle with Unity's basic principle number three. So Unity's basic principle number three says, I create my experiences by what I choose to think about and what I feel and believe. We know that our thoughts and our feelings are important. We know that they create our reality. And sometimes, especially back in the day, Unity's five basic principles were called the law of mind action. And there's this great saying that Unity churches have used, thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. So here's my experience of this. I know my thoughts can create my reality because I can be in a room completely by myself and remember something funny and start laughing. I don't know if anyone else has ever had this experience, but I don't even need anyone to tell me a joke or anything funny. I can start laughing spontaneously when I think of something funny. And I can be in a room by myself and I can think angry thoughts and I can feel my blood pressure increase and I can feel my face getting hotter and probably turning red. And so again, our thoughts are so powerful. We are always consciously or unconsciously creating with what we think and with what we believe. Our fourth Unity basic principle talks about this as well. Through affirmative prayer and meditation, I connect with God and bring out the good in my life. And this is actually what our daily word was talking about today, about guidance, about going into prayer consciously to make that connection, to bring out the good. Now, there are many ways to pray. And in Unity, we focus on affirmative prayer, recognizing that we all might have come from other backgrounds or other prayer traditions, and we might hear other prayers out in the world. And Unity teaches that affirmative prayer is what is most effective. And so then we get a chance to ask ourselves, well, what is affirmative prayer? Well, here's what Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore said about affirmative prayer. Charles said, prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action known. It steps up mental action until a person's consciousness synchronizes with the Christ mind. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I read Charles Fillmore's stuff and I'm like, okay, Chuck, that still doesn't tell me how to do it or what the steps are. I love Charles's work and sometimes he's so mystical. I look to other writers to help me understand what he has to say. So here's a point where I'd like to invite some participation from the group, because I know that many of us have had experiences with affirmative prayer. So I'd love to hear if anyone would like to share, what is affirmative prayer? How do you see that as different from other types of prayer? And I'm going to invite anyone to unmute and share your thoughts.
I would say that it's seeing the end result, knowing that that it's done, and just asking for guidance in knowing how to get there.
All right, thank you, Susan. Seeing the end result, knowing it's done, it's already here, and looking for the guidance for the path Yeah, thank you. Thank you. What else? What is affirmative prayer? How is it different than other kinds of prayer?
There's no asking in affirmative prayer.
Yeah. So thank you, Johnny. So author Eric Butterworth talks about it like if we're sitting at the dinner table and we say, please pass the salt, that we know we're going to get the salt. We don't have any expectation that someone's going to say, no, I'm not going to give you the salt, or that we have to beg for the salt, or that we have to petition or ask God to change some way to give us what we need, that we're just affirming it's already here. Thank you, Johnny. And yeah, Joyce.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm thinking, at least I would like it to be on the positive and loving.
Right, yeah. Affirmative prayer is tied very closely to some of our basic principles. And so it is positive and it is loving. And we'll talk about that connection. Thank you, Joyce, for bringing that into the conversation, for going out on a limb. I love it when we go out on the limb. Kind of feels like a lot of stuff these days we're out on the limb, right? Any other thoughts on affirmative prayer? How's that different from other kinds of? All right.
Hi. I think that for me, myself, affirmative prayer is there's more communion with God because you're agreeing with his thoughts and you're kind of exchanging your thoughts, your logic and your sense and everything, reality for and exchanging that with agreeing with his thoughts and then affirming that.
Very nice. Thank you, Dierica. Yeah, there's more communion, or another word is there's more oneness. We recognize that all that God is, we are also. Yeah, thank you so much. All right. So a few ideas that I put together when I was thinking about what is affirmative prayer. I think this goes along with what Dierica just said. It's a conscious remembrance of our oneness with the divine. And so an example might be saying, God is love and I am love. God is love and you are love. God is love and we are love. And Joyce had mentioned how it is positive and affirmative. And I think part of why it is this way is because it's based on unity's first and second principles, this idea that God is all good everywhere, active everywhere, and everything present, and that I am naturally good because divinity is in me and in everyone. So we recognize that God isn't up in the sky deciding whether or not to punish us based on if we pray the right way, and that God might decide to be mean to us or nice to us or whatever the case may be, that God is always good, everywhere present, and that we are aligning with and claiming and affirming our oneness and our communion with that goodness because we know that the divine is in us and in everyone. So from divine consciousness also, claiming and declaring what is already true now. So I think Susan and Johnny both touched on this, that it's in the present moment. We're saying that right now I am whole. Right now I am life in abundance. Right now I am prosperous. And an example is regardless of appearances, I am life itself expressing. I am whole and well right now. All is well with my soul. The great affirmation from World Day of Prayer. So it's not about I'm gonna or I will or God, if you do this for me, I'm going to do this for you. It's about right now, all is well. And I think Johnny touched on this as well, that it's about expressing appreciation and thanksgiving that our prayers are already answered. And Susan talked about we're envisioning the end. So whatever good we envision for ourselves, we know that it's already right here. And we're so grateful and so appreciative to know that our good is at hand, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And I always like to say this in my prayers also, for this or something better, I am so grateful, recognizing, yeah, I might envision what I think is the highest and best, and there might be something even greater available. And so bring it on. Yes, I'm so grateful that this good is here. Now, this is another great quote from Charles about affirmative prayer, and where he reiterates some of what we've been talking about, that prayer is more than supplication. It is an affirmation of truth that eternally exists, but which has not yet come into consciousness. It comes into consciousness not by supplication, but by affirmation. So prayer is one of these ways we use that fabulous thinking power of our minds, and we train our minds to think the thoughts that most support us, the thoughts that best align with our divine nature, that are most supportive for us in expressing who we've come here to be in the world. And one of the things I like about this quote too is it acknowledges that there's that truth that we might not yet have gotten it into our consciousness, and that prayer is a process. It's not like a one and done, oh, I'm there, that we might need to work with divine ideas to bring them fully into our consciousness, to incorporate them into the truth of who we are. And I think this connects to our fifth unity basic principle, that I do and give my best by living the truth I know. I make a difference. And part of this for me is that reminder that it's not just about, oh, hearing nice ideas and reading nice quotes from Charles out of his books. It's about, what am I going to do with those ideas? How am I going to commit to praying on a regular basis? When am I going to fit prayer into my life? So for me, recognizing that having a practice of prayer is so powerful, having certain times of the day when I pray, connecting with prayer partners, which we're going to talk about prayer partners next month, so that'll be exciting too. Now, our daily word talked about guidance, and our great reading from Eileen from the Book of Proverbs also talked about guidance. And this next quote, I just love too, from Unity author Vera Dawson Tate, take command. We often hear the remark that God gives us answers to our prayers, but we need to realize that these answers come to us in the form of ideas. So when we're at a point where we don't know what to do, or we don't know our next steps, or we're trying to discern what is the best step, that's a great time to pray and to recognize that we can affirm our connection with divine mind. We can affirm divine discernment, divine knowing, and open and receive divine ideas. And we may receive divine ideas in a variety of forms. And I think our daily word talked about this as well, that they might be through expected or unexpected channels. It might be in someone else's words or a song, or we might spontaneously have the answer to what we need to know. All right, so there are many ways to pray. We've talked about affirmative prayer. There are actually also many ways to pray affirmatively. And Unity has this five-step prayer process. And before I talk about this, I want to say, first of all, this is kind of a mechanical way to pray. Like, first I do this, and then I do that, and then I do the other thing. And I have found in my experience that there's like the mechanical way, and then there's the heart way. And sometimes when I'm learning a new way of praying, sometimes the mechanical piece doesn't feel very heart-centered to me, and I might need to work with it or noodle with it or adjust the steps or move things around to have it feel more heart-centered. And so the reason I share this is we are going to get a chance to practice with this prayer process in our meditation time today. It's on the handout that Johnny made available to everyone. If it's helpful for you, great. If you're like, meh, I like my own way better, that's totally good too. There's just a lot of ways to do it. This is one way. It's certainly not the only way. You might also notice that this process is very similar to some of the meditation processes we've been using in the past couple months in July and August. And in Unity, prayer and meditation are so closely intertwined. They work so closely together. And so the steps for the five-step prayer process, first we relax. And a lot of times when I start out a prayer, I like to focus on my breathing and, you know, sinking into whatever chair is supporting me, or feeling my body let go of tension, letting go of any ideas that may be weighing on me. Concentration is that time for what Dierica called communion or oneness, that realization, recognition of our oneness with the divine. And many times when we concentrate, it can be helpful to focus on a divine idea. I really like using the 12 powers. And the power for this month is the power of order. So that's the one that we're going to focus on together in our meditation time. So we might say something like, I know divine order is present and active in all parts of my life. God is order and I am order. I know there are no wrong steps. Every step of my journey, the divine is with me, and I always learn and grow through my choices, or whatever is going to support us around the idea of whatever divine idea we're focusing on. And then we move into meditation, a little bit of time in the silence where we just focus on that one word. It could be order, it could be any of the 12 powers, love, it could be life, faith, wisdom, strength. It could be something that's not a 12 power, like joy, like maybe joy should be the 13th power, or any other divine idea that supports us in what we're doing. I think the step of realization is interesting. Sometimes I have an aha moment in prayer and meditation. Sometimes I feel like I'm just sitting there watching the clock tick by. I don't know about other folks. There's definitely variety in my experience. And so if we have an aha moment of realization, great. If we don't have an aha moment, great. We can affirm realization. So if the light bulb goes on over our head and we have that realization, that's wonderful. And if we don't, we can always say a statement of affirmation as part of our realization. We can say, I know divine order is present in my life right now, and I see it easily. And then appreciation or gratitude, ending with thanks, being so grateful for our time in prayer, our knowledge of our oneness with the divine, and our good that is at hand. This year, Unity Worldwide Ministries has a yearly theme of how to stay centered no matter what. And as part of this yearly theme, Unity is reviewing the 12 powers. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, the power for the month of September is the power of order. And this is the power that we use to establish harmony, balance, right adjustment, and right sequence of action in our lives. I would say right now with the pandemic, with how things change day to day, do I wear a mask? Do I not wear a mask? Am I safe because I'm vaccinated? Am I not safe because I'm not vaccinated? Am I not safe because I am vaccinated? Who knows? We are calling on the power of order a lot with how we adjust. What do I do next? What's the next best step for me to take? And we are constantly having the opportunity to practice this power as situations change and we adjust accordingly to make the best decisions for ourselves and our loved ones. Order is also used in the process of creation. And again, our thoughts are so powerful. So these steps of creation, mind, idea, expression. Mind refers to the divine. Idea is our minds when we are consciously connecting with the divine, and expression, the good we bring into the world. So we know that this is the way that we co-create with the Most High. And order is also our ability to organize and evolve, to learn, which is something that is so close to my heart. I don't know about you, I make mistakes. I do things and I think, well, that was a fail. And I always have the opportunity to learn, to recognize the divine is with me. Even if I fail, even if I try something that isn't awesome, how can I learn? What can I take from this to move forward? We have an affirmation for the power of order. And it says, understanding divine order, I can embrace paradox and navigate chaos while keeping my balance. And I invite us all to affirm that together. Understanding divine order, I can embrace paradox and navigate chaos while keeping my balance. And we know this is so, and we have many opportunities to practice this divine balance, this divine order. So remember that our five unity basic principles are always in action, and that every thought is a prayer. And so I encourage us all, including myself, to continue to use our thoughts in the highest and best way possible, to consciously pray, to consciously affirm the truth that we know and bring forth our good into the world. And we'll take some time now to practice that five-step prayer process. So the first step, relaxation, I invite us all to settle into our chairs, to breathe, to inhale and exhale gently, allowing our physical being to relax, to know that we don't have to do anything right in this moment except be here right now, knowing the past is over, future is not yet here, and the present moment is the most important moment of our lives, that we are fully present, ready, available. And we move into concentrating on that divine idea of order, knowing how blessed we are that we have minds that work, that have ideas, that have thoughts and feelings. Sacred it is to know that we are always connected with divine mind, and that we can use our thinking and feeling to bring ideas into the world that we discern, we evaluate and make choices, and that every step in our journey is blessed with order, that the divine is always present. Whatever steps have brought us to the present moment have all been blessed. We have always been accompanied, blessed, and loved on every step. And we know that as we are moving forward, we are always still accompanied, blessed, and loved. That the divine is with us as we make decisions, choices, adjust, discern. God is with us on every step of our journey. And so we move into a few quiet moments of meditation where we focus on the blessing of order and the knowing that we are always accompanied, blessed, and loved. As we affirm our realization, I invite you to hear my words as the words of your own heart. I am order in expression. I adjust. I learn. I grow. I easily co-create and bring forth my good through the power of my thoughts and feelings aligning with the divine. I know on every step of my journey, I am accompanied, blessed, and loved. And we are so appreciative and grateful. We move into thanksgiving, saying, thank you, God, for this or something better, for answered prayer. We are so, so grateful. Amen.
Thank you, Audrey. That was really wonderful. It's now time for our offering, and we want to express gratitude to everyone who has donated to Unity by mail, and any checks are gratefully accepted at the church at 800 South Pearl Street, Centralia, 98531. Excuse me. It's also possible to donate on the Unity of Centralia website, unityofcentralia.net. And we thank you for all the ways you give, both of your finances and your time and talent. Let us say our offering prayer together as we hold our offerings in our hands or hearts. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. And we'll say our blessing of thanks together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. And it is time for our healing prayer. Just one sec here. Sorry. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, just speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Today, we pray for people in our community and around the world who must deal with basic human needs while living without a home. Healing prayers for our friend and board alternate member, Gail Akola, Johnny, who's healing from his hand surgery so nicely that he can run our slideshow. Thank you. I'd like you to hold my family and friends of my Aunt Carol Darst as they travel next Friday and Saturday to her memorial service. She was a bright light in this world for 106 years. May they all arrive in Olympia and return home safely. And I honestly can't see you, so if you have other requests, please unmute and let us share with you. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for our brothers and sisters and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. And together, we will say the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. And it's time for our peace song. So we'll circle up and sing this wonderful song together, led by Joyce. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you, Audrey, for the wonderful talk about prayer. That was fantastic. Eileen, for your reading. Johnny, for the slides and the field trip to get there. And Tom, thank you for being the greeter-muter guy. And thank you all for being here. And I'll remind you that there's a board meeting after the service. I'll also remind you that I promised that you could say any announcements, and then I cut you off. Not quite on top of my game today. So if anyone has any announcements, now would be a good time to share them. And next week, we will welcome Rosella Sims as our speaker.